welcome to another episode of Twin Chat with Mason James. Here's your hosts, Mason James.
It's 2020.
Eek.
2020.
Happy New Year, guys.
Last time we came to you, I think it was...
just before Christmas, wasn't it?
No, just before New Year. It was I think we'd done Christmas. If I remember rightly, we'd done Christmas and...
We've had so much going on that I've actually lost track.
Wow. Yeah, a lot has happened. And welcome to the Twin Chat show with Mason James. If you're a first-time listener, then hi.
Good
Welcome
luck.
Aboard. Yeah, good luck. This is the show where me and James talk about our life with twins. We've got two amazing twins, Millie and Tilly, born 3.5 years ago. Identical twins. The episodes we've done so far, I think we've touched on... I don't know,
a bit of everything
so far, the lead up to the twins being born, a bit about sleeping, the whole...
Or not,
exactly. The whole hospital experience. So we try and get together about once a week. It's kind of, over the Christmas period, it's kind of stretched into a couple of weeks, but try and get together, just have a chat, give you an update on the twins and...
Me and you time. Yeah.
Yeah, so tonight's a Wednesday, and Alfie's kind of with us tonight, and he's kind of banished to his room.
Bless him. Yeah, so if you hear any background music, it's not our fault.
Yeah, that's Alfie killing people on Fortnite. Yeah, but like, as I said, we're proud twins of Millie and Tilly.
Crouching parents.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, before we kick off, you know, the key thing for us is, like, we would love some participation. We'd love to hear from you. If you're a parent of twins, if you're just a parent, if you've had twins that have grown up and flown the nest.
Or you just find our podcast really funny and...
Yeah, I don't think they'd find it funny. Okay. They might find you funny. I don't think they'd find the podcast funny.
Okay.
I mean... No, we've just spent the past hour trying to get you sitting in the right position so you're comfortable.
Saying that I hiss.
You do hiss, yeah.
I don't mean to.
Yeah, but is it like a background hiss? I mean, I need to look.
I think it's a room.
I need to read my podcast for dummies and find out what that hiss is about.
You've had like 3 weeks now.
I've been busy. I've been busy.
We have.
So we set up this podcast. Twin chat, because we chat about our twins. I mean, that's pretty. I mean, what other names do we think of? I think there was like twin chatter, chat twin. I don't know. What else do we think? I mean,
I can't even remember. To be fair, when you got your piece of equipment, we decided to do it for the girls to have memories, and me and you laugh so much after the first couple of episodes, and it was like, can I broadcast it? And I'm like, really? Will anyone want to hear us? And I went for it. And to be fair, the response that we've had from our listeners has been amazing. And it's just that all it has been is positive. And it's like, thank you.
Yeah, it's been actually quite a massive learning curve, because you don't really understand how much there is to go into podcasting. It's really weird.
I still don't.
No, yeah, I just put you in front of a microphone.
Exactly, I've got my glass of wine, my vape, I'm happy.
I tell you hiss. But I mean, it's easy, but it's hard. It's just like you need to spend a bit of time on it, you need a bit of kit, and you know, there's things that you kind of think that you're doing right, and then you read up or you listen to another podcast. I mean, there's some amazing podcasts out there where, you know, I listen to them on the way to work, and the quality of them is just amazing. Like, none of this hiss. I don't think they drink wine when they're doing it, Jem.
Probably not. It's fun though. It's
yeah.
It's,
so I mean, it's really weird. I mean, we've come into it late. I mean, these podcast things have been going. What, I don't know. I can't remember, years and years now when I first got my iPod and I started
I hadn't even listened to any before.
I think the first time I kind of really got into podcasts was the Ricky Gervais show with Carl Pilkington and Stephen Merchant. I mean, some of those. I mean, I remember just like going to work and just absolutely having my headphones on and just like laughing my head off. Like people would look at me on the tube or on the bus and they'd just be like absolutely busting out. You know what I mean? And but it's just weird. So we've come to it late. We're doing it for a hobby. We would absolutely really love to hear from you. We'd love some feedback. If you like it, if you
don't
hate
it. Don't make
it
sound desperate. You've already said that.
No, but I'm about to give people the details because I forgot last time. I thought, so like in my little kind of like notes for today, I thought
he's written notes.
I did look.
I know that's, but I can't refer to him because it's going to make too much noise and whistle.
No, but what I thought I would do is I thought I would refer to, you know, tell people that
right,
we would love.
You're boring now, just crack on.
Okay, so look, we'd love to hear from you. If your parents are twins, if you're just parents, if you like the podcast, if you hate the podcast, if you've got questions, if you'd like to come on the show, we've got the technology.
We've got the technology.
You can phone in. We can do phone-ins. We might, you know, we could actually, you could actually phone us and we could have you live on our show and, you know, that kind of stuff would be fantastic. So I tell you what I'd really like, and, you know, I would really like
a full night's sleep.
Yeah, I'd like that. We'll talk about that in a minute, actually.
Oh, sorry.
I really would like just to hear from anyone. Just, whether you're just like, you're not a parent or whatever.
Does he sound
just
desperate?
No, I just want to hear from people. We had that one person that emailed us and questioned from Arkansas or wherever she was in America. It'd just be nice, wouldn't it?
It would be.
And it isn't, I'm not desperate. I mean, I would actually like to get some guests on. I'd like to speak to people. I've got an idea, which I'm gonna put forward to you in a minute later in the show. But look, if you want to listen to us, if you want to contact us, please do twinchatshow@gmail.com or milliemason@gmail.com.
It's Millie T. Mason.
Oh, sorry, yeah. Millie T. Mason. Yeah, you got it right. MillieT.Mason@gmail.com. And actually, you can follow the girls, and I put loads of pictures up on Facebook and Instagram, and all you've got to do is go on Instagram or Facebook @MillieTillyMason, and then you can see
our beautiful girls.
Yeah, the kind of things that we're talking about, the kind of experiences that we're having, the kind of fun we're having, some of the, you know, downtime that we get, some of the ups and the downs. But, you know, please do follow us, please. Do send us some feedback. It'd be really great. And if you really do like the show, please do subscribe. Hit that subscribe button. It's an easy thing to do. Give us 5 stars out of 5.
I think we've already done that 3 times.
That's the sales bit over it.
Yeah. No, you've gone above and beyond.
So look, listen.
Follow us.
On the
email
show
us.
Today, I think I was thinking there's a couple of things we could cover. Firstly, we could cover the period since the last podcast, uh-huh, which was just before New Year.
Uh-huh.
A lot has happened. We'll touch on that. A lot has happened. In a previous episode, we touched briefly on food and eating habits and how you get your kids eating well and mm-hmm, twins eating well. So I thought we could have a little chat about that, and then maybe a little chat about, you know, the future and what's going to happen over the next couple of weeks. So, mm-hmm, sound good to you?
Yeah.
Happy with that?
Happy.
Anything to add to the agenda?
No, just hurry up.
What do you mean, hurry up?
You're waffling.
Oh, I don't mean to waffle. So, okay. I will stop the waffle. We did a podcast just before New Year. And it was a busy period for you, Gemma.
Yes.
New Year leading up to a particular date in the new year, last Thursday, 9th of January. So explain to our lovely listeners listeners what was going on for you in the past couple of weeks.
So it was Macy's 50th, and
I know I don't look it.
That's why we do the podcast. People can't see you.
So yeah, we're never going to go on YouTube.
No. So I had his birthday present organised. We went out for a meal, and which was on a Thursday. Friday, the pair of us were both hanging, and Saturday, I said that I was going over to my mum's, and in fact, I was arranging a surprise 50th birthday bash for you.
So was that kind of like stressful? Given the fact that kind of like you couldn't share any of this kind of
stuff with me, was it really difficult? It wasn't stressful. It was the fact that I had 45 people. I had to get all of their food organised. I had to speak to the venue, and I was constantly on my phone. I had to turn my notifications off on my phone. And to be fair, I felt like I was being deceitful towards you, because I'm like, I'm messaging people.
I
know,
but he was messaging people behind my back, Jack.
I know. And I was like, oh my goodness, is he going to pick up on it? Or
well, I didn't.
And I was trying to do it out of the way, and I'm like on my phone for a little while.
So I love it, and I am going to touch on it, but let's rewind. So like last podcast, I think was 27th, 28th of December, and you know, we had a quiet New Year's Eve. If I remember rightly, Alfie was over. We wasn't doing anything special.
We had some light strobes, and we were literally having a party at 6 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
The girls were absolutely loving it.
We thought we was going to be in bed by 10, and actually we stayed up till midnight.
We did.
With Alfie.
I think the girls
were
going to
bed, watched the fireworks. Some people in the Stanfordly Hope, Essex area decided to carry on those fireworks for some
Until
time.
Until like 3, 4 in the morning.
Which is annoying.
It is when you've got babies.
And dogs and cats, and not that I
of
care
course.
About pets, but yeah, so we had the New Year's Eve, and then my mum came down and stayed with my uncle, and so my mum came over for a couple of days. And and the reason why I mention that is because like my mum, so Nanny York, so she was born in London, lives in Hull, and is called Nanny York. And there is a key reason for that, is because she did live in York for a very long period of her life. And actually, when I was born in York, and so, but she actually, Nanny York lives in Hull, and so Nanny York came down and stayed with us for a couple of days, had a great time. Twins absolutely adored having her around, read us, you know, had stories, you know, it was really good, wasn't it?
And then
she went back home. So, and I feel a little bit of it. Guilty about it is that, you know, I don't see my mum as much as I would like to. You know, once or twice a year is probably as much as I'd see my mum, and so I didn't expect to see her for another couple of weeks and
another couple of months.
Another couple of months at least. And then it quickly rolled round to my birthday. Went back to work for a couple of days. Then I had Thursday the 9th last week,
mm-hmm.
last Thursday, and again it was. So big 5-0. I know if you've seen a picture of me, it's so hard to believe. I know. Like if you're gonna I asked you to email in. If you're gonna email in, don't email in about how good I look for a 50-year-old. Because I know. You know, I wanna hear from parents of twins. I don't want people to just waste their emails telling me I look, I don't know, 38. You know, I just don't want people to do that. I know I look good.
Okay.
Yeah, I just want to make people go, I don't want them to waste their time. So,
okay.
So it was my 50th. Big 5-0.
He was 5-0. Shitting
and I was shitting myself, I must admit. I was worried. Not so much now, but I don't know. I was thinking I was probably more worried when I was 40. I mean, 50 is quite... You know, you think 50 is like the clock is. It's like every film that Christopher Nolan makes.
Who's that?
He did Batman. And
Dunkirk.
Yep, and Interstellar. It's all about time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like I've got a soundtrack in the back of my life now. Though. And there's 51. it's going to change. Hans Zimmer's in the background, just like, there's like this thing in the back of my life now, and it's like this clock.
Oh my goodness.
Ticking down to my ultimate death.
The way that you look at it is, you're 50, you've got a beautiful home, you've got a beautiful family.
I have.
What more could you want? Being 50, you've got, if you were single and you didn't have any of this, then
loneliness is probably even worse. But can you imagine being 50 and having no friends or family or kids? Apologies if anyone's out there who's 50 without kids, you know, surrounded by cats, probably a woman. I'm not dissing your life. I'm just saying, for me, that would be, you know, a nightmare. And 50, clocked, woke up. I think the kids had slept. The twins had actually slept.
It was the first night in...
ages.
I can't actually remember, but you actually slept all night.
And I couldn't get to sleep because the clock was ticking.
Alfie was downstairs, and I spoke to him the night before, and I'm like, do you want to participate in Dad opening his cars? And his president was like, absolutely. And I'm like, you've got to leave at 10 to 8, so you need to be upstairs by 8 o'clock, so it gives us enough time, so there's no stress. You can open Dad's presents, and then we can come down and have breakfast. So bless his heart, his alarm was set at 6:30, and he was upstairs by 7.
Yeah, fully dressed, fully showered, no BO. Starting using that Lynx. I think it's Axe in America, isn't it? But Lynx, like, he smelled good. You know, I told him.
Oh,
he smelled good.
Oh, and his new aftershave that he brought in.
Yeah, a bit of David Beckham on there, and and then sat on my bed. Got the twins there. Got Gemma there. Got Alfie there, and opened my presents, and got some lovely presents from mainly Gemma's side of the family at first. Got some amazing cards. And then got this huge box presented to me by Gemma. And of course. And I knew that Gemma was going to put in a huge amount of effort into my birthday. And that she'd probably been saving for a very long time. And sure enough, big box, opened the big box, another box. Open the other box, another box. Open another box, there's another box. And then open another box, and then there's another box. She's videoing me all the time. Eventually, come to the box, which is the present, and it was the watch of my dreams. She got me a Breitling watch, a watch that I never in a million years thought that I would ever be fortunate enough to own or have on my arm, and now I do. And you did that, baby. I don't care if it makes a noise. Hang on. Cheers.
Cheers, darling.
You did amazing. You absolutely...
You're my boy.
Smashed it out of the pot.
I've saved him for a long time. I was going to buy you a Breitling watch. I already knew that. But it was more... I was going to take you down to Lakeside and go, this is your budget. You can choose the watch of your dreams. And my brother had previously got an Omega watch. And you'd randomly sent him over a picture. And you was like, this is the watch that I would like. And I spoke to my brother, and my brother was like, I know what watch it is. And he sent me over the picture, and that was it. So,
it's amazing now. But now, in a way, I'm sat here opposite you with my Fitbit on because I'm too scared to bloody wear the thing.
It's insured.
I don't know. It's just amazing. So, had an absolutely amazing day. Took Alfie to school, dropped him off.
It was 50 banners and balloons when you got back.
And dropped the twins off at Gemma's nan's. And me and Gemma went for a meal. Lovely, absolute, big
it
shout
was amazing,
out.
Amazing.
Aspera
in Benfleet.
Aspera restaurant in Benfleet. Benfleet, Essex. Big shout out to those guys. Looks like it's like in a row of shops, nondescript.
Next to KFC.
Like next to KFC, next to a newsagent. Thought it was going to be horrendous. Walked through the door at 12:30.
And it was
buzzing.
Packed.
Absolutely packed.
The ambience within there.
Brilliant.
It was amazing.
Buzzing. And
the cocktails food was amazing.
Cocktails, food was fantastic. So big shout out to them. Not getting paid. Didn't give me a free meals or any of that kind of crap. You know, we just had a fantastic meal. So big shout out if you're in the Essex area and you just want to go. It's Turkish, right?
It is.
Yeah, they had a wide range of, I mean, they had non-Turkish food as well. But
yeah, because I'm not too keen on Turkish, no, but they had some really, really nice food.
Yeah, you got the ump. You got the ump when I chose that one, didn't you?
I did.
Initially, because, you got
initially
the ump.
Because I thought it was just Turkish, and I don't particularly like Turkish.
And we had a great meal. We just sat there, put the phones down, started laughing at each other and telling.
It was one of those that it brought back how it was. We got back something that we sort of lost, and we hadn't lost it as in, I don't know, but there was something there. And I said to you, I said, I don't want to sound horrible because I'm so grateful for everything that we have, but there was a spark that all of a sudden ignited in that restaurant, and we just didn't stop smiling. And
it was because I looked so good.
You did. You look hot.
Yeah. Yeah.
In your new shirt.
No, but I get what you're saying. I think it was probably it's been a long time since we just went out together without the kids, without the worry of the kids, for an event, just you and me.
Yeah.
And just walking into that restaurant, sitting down and just being waited on, and as you say, it was buzzing, and the ambience and the cocktails were great. And we just, I kind of like, you know, when you put put the fucking phones down. We put the fucking phones down.
The phones thing, apart from you were flicking through every now and again, looking at the Facebook messages and stuff like that, but that was absolutely fine. But yeah, you do get glued to your
phone.
You speak
to each other, didn't you?
And it was absolutely amazing.
You know, just talking to each other and just having a chat and just making each other laugh. And yeah, I get, and if you listen, you know, to our listeners out there, it's not like we've had troubles or anything like that.
No,
it's
not
just
at all.
Like we've had such a good time.
We have focused, the past 3.5 years, we have focused so much on the girls and the boys, and we've made sure that they are 100% happy. And we have taken a step back, but... Oh my goodness. We have taken a step back in relation to our relationship because it is so strong. But then you do realise that actually we are a couple and we still need to not work on us, but we still need our time as much as the girls, Alfie and Dan, need their time. So we are parents, but we're also a couple as well. And
yeah, I think what it is,
dum, dum, dum.
I'm not getting all heavy or serious. I think you're right. I think, you know, if you have a child, just one child, let alone two.
Or four,
or, you know, six triplets or whatever it is. You put all your energy, all your effort, all your love, all your time, all your waking hours, all your sleeping hours, into making sure that that child or those children get absolutely everything they need. And there is a danger there that you sometimes just not neglect each other. I don't think it is neglect. I just think it is just like sometimes you just don't focus enough. And like the only thing you're doing is snapping at each other, or sometimes you'll wake up and the other one's doing that. And I agree with you. I think, you know, I couldn't have asked for a better birthday, let alone the fact it was my 50th, that we went out and we both kind of came out of there buzzing, weren't we? We were buzzing, absolutely buzzing.
Amazing.
Picked up the kids,
came back home, cracked open a champagne,
and made a cake. And
We made a cake because I already had one planned. I was like, I'm not buying two cakes for him. And I was like, and the girls were like really, really excited. And I was like, why don't we make Daddy a cake? So we made Daddy a cake, and Mace was like, can I have fresh cream in mine? The girls don't like fresh cream.
Oh, it was like you made like this.
I made a Victoria sponge, which was half buttercream.
That was a third, wasn't it?
No,
it was
half buttercream and jam, a quarter just jam and a quarter just fresh cream and jam. Oh my goodness. Yeah.
It was three cakes in one.
It was.
And it was nice.
But he pleased everyone.
Yeah.
And the girls loved it as well.
So, yeah, so that was my birthday. It was fantastic, and I thought it was all over. Everything had died down a little bit, and went back to work on the Friday. I was looking forward to going out with Gemma's brother, Dan, on the Saturday. He'd sent me a text and asked me to go for a meal with him, and he was going to take Alfie as well, and Alfie was well up for it. And yeah, so I he came round on Saturday night. Gemma had gone to her mum's with the twins.
Sleepover, saying sleepover. That we was doing. We had to leave at 11:30 because there was a fun swim event at Malden Swimming Bath, so right. We had to leave early.
And I was stitched up, listeners. I was stitched up like a kipper. The mug that I am, the softy that I am, I'd had so much, and people had been so nice to me, and Gemma had got me such a nice present. I just never for one moment thought that there was anything else. I didn't really, and Gemma's brother's the kind of guy that you kind of, that does kind of say, oh, you've had your kind of birthday with my sister, and no, I want to take you for a meal. You know what I mean? He's that kind of guy. And I asked him if he wanted to watch Tottenham before we went to the game and all this kind of stuff.
He was sending me over all these emails, just laughing.
And then sure enough, picks us up, go on this little journey, end up at this golf club, says it's his mate's restaurant.
And his head chef.
And he's head chef. And it just all sounds so plausible. My little shit of a son, Alfie, aged 15, is completely in on it. And I tell you what, he's good. He's good, Alf. For a 15-year-old, I would never have been able to do what he did. He is good. And that's why he annoyed me so much.
He was so excited. He was so excited that he was in on it.
Yeah, he was good. And I walked through this door and I was just blown away. There was like this just wall of kids, family, my mum, who I never expected to see. Like, I'd only seen her like a week before and I hadn't seen her. Do you know what I mean?
It was that kind of thing.
My sister, Sarah.
My great
friend Joe, and his daughter Freya, and Amanda. His partner Amanda, and my friend Al from West Ham, and Boz, and Bob. I mean, it was just like it goes on and on.
Mm.
And
45 of us.
Yeah, I started crying. I did.
And you had no idea.
No. And in fact, my friend Boz from West Ham came up to me and he said, "Oh, I was saying to Helen, I know." Like, before I came in, he was like, oh, he's going to know, he's going to suss this, he's going to know. And Buzzer said, I walked in, he saw my face, he saw me starting to well up, and he turned around and he went, nah, he didn't know. But I don't care. I don't care. I've always been an emotional, always been an emotional bloke. Always, and always will, and always will be. I wear
that's
my heart.
That's not bad.
Yeah, I wear my heart. I'm the size of a, you know.
You're not anymore.
Well, no, I'm still kind of like the size of a small to medium JCB digger. yeah, it was good. Loved it. Loved every minute. Absolutely fantastic. And couldn't ask for any more for my 50th.
Oh, we could.
You've set the benchmark. The thing is, and by the way, listeners, she knows it as well, right? She'll sit there and, oh, no. What she's doing is she set down a fucking benchmark now because her 40th's coming up. And she's going like, well, you can't do any worse than this. So, like, I've done this, so he has to do better. You know what it's like. If you're married, you've got partners, you know what it's like. She's banked it. Like, she's like going, oh, I don't want thanks. No, I just want to see you happy, John. No, I know. There is, for the past five years,
I've told you what I want.
Yeah, well, yeah, I know you want new tits.
I do. New boobs and to go to New Orleans.
New tits, New Orleans?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
That's all I want. I'll be well happy with that. Yeah.
Can you get new tits in New Orleans?
No.
Okay, all right.
No. That'll be in London.
So, yeah, but I don't know.
Don't say tits, it's horrible.
New boobies, New Orleans.
Yeah.
All right. So we know. So and actually, all our listeners know now.
That's fine.
Gemma wants new tits for a 40th.
Is that
sorry? New boobies.
To be fair, it's one of those that I'm actually proud of. Us, it's There's nothing to hide. I want new boobies for my 40th.
Well, there's clearly nothing to hide if you you want new ones.
I know. This is going to be so good.
So, yeah, so that was my birthday. If you joined with us, then I'll tell you what, if you want to see my reaction, it's up there on, I think, the Millie Tilly Mason Facebook. You can.
Oh, did you put it on
there? Yeah, I'm sure it's on there and it's on the Instagram. And, you know, so if you want to see what it's like for a guy the size of a mid-sized JCB walking in to a venue and genuinely not knowing that he was being surprised.
I can't believe
with
I pulled it off,
to
be fair.
No, you did amazing.
I really, really thought that you would have guessed.
Go and have a look. Go and have a look. Because, like, and actually, you want me to do this. What was this one? Hang on. So, like, that wasn't the music. That's quite a jazzy one, isn't it?
I love jazz.
Yeah.
Happy
You're
birthday,
a bit sad,
baby.
Aren't you?
Why? Yeah, but you like Depeche
Mode. I think jazz
mode.
Is a bit sad.
No, Depeche Mode is sad. Jazz is sweet. Ronnie Scott's
well,
with
let our listeners
a
decide.
Dirty martini. Oh, the
jazz
audience.
Or Depeche Mode? I'd love to hear from you. Would you rather listen to this? Kind of like, bing, bing, boom, boom. Or a bit of a, just can't get enough.
No. Now you're showing your age.
There's nothing wrong with Depeche Mode.
There isn't actually. You actually took me to a concert.
London Stadium. You enjoyed it, didn't you?
I did. I've never heard of Depeche Mode. I never heard of any of their songs, but I thoroughly enjoyed it. It was really, really good. And then there was a it was a terrorist attack on.
That was it. And I tell you what, the thing about on the subject of Depeche Mode, because like I don't get to talk about them that much. Stop yawning.
Sorry.
They never get the recognition that they deserve. They're an 80s. I'm going to mute you. They're they're an 80s band, but they're not playing Butlins. They're not doing Butlins Weekenders with Tiffany or Spandau Ballet or Kajagoogoo.
Yeah,
they
but you
are
don't
like
hear from them anymore.
No, but we went to a gig with them. They earn like $100 trillion
because they do a
tour.
David Bowie.
They're not hero. Oh Jesus God, they're not going to Butlins in Minehead and getting a grand each.
Because
that's what
Butlins
I'm trying to say.
Wouldn't have them.
Right, we're going to have to move swiftly along, or else we're going to get into a whole different 80s.
Well, don't diss
mode.
My jazz.
All right, jazz
I
is
love
good.
It. You enjoyed it when we went to Ronnie Scott's.
just a reminder. Bar's closing at 11 a.m. Sorry, 11 p.m.
Okay, we're finished now.
Got a special on nice little gin tonight.
Gin?
Just go and speak to Susie.
Dirty martini.
Susie's going to make you a nice gin cocktail. Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm here next Friday. Jazzy shit. I know you love it, but...
That's bullshit. I enjoy it.
I know. So, birthday's done.
Mm-hmm.
One thing
Wait,
that has changed recently...
Is your age.
Apart from my age. Is the girl sleeping?
I know. Since your birthday...
See, I know who's down at me.
Since your birthday, they have slept
I know
in their bed. They have slept in their bed, apart from last night when they had a night scare. They have slept in their bed every single night.
They'd be good, wouldn't they?
They've been amazing.
Like sleeping in their bed. Like, not like...
Not waking
I think,
up.
Well, actually, a couple of times they've got... I think it's Millie or Tilly have got up and they've gone to the toilet and then they've gone back.
I know.
But they've actually just like slept in their bed.
I know.
All night.
I know.
No, but... Gems.
I'm waking up waiting for him to come in.
No, shush.
What?
They've slept in their bed all night.
I know. Which
more
means
times,
we can get some bunnies time, now.
More times... More... We'll come back to that. More times, I would say, in the past 2 weeks...
Mm-hmm. Than they have done since...
2 years.
Two years.
What is that? What have you done? Are you drugging them? Have they got some like little red pill? Are you putting some little pill in their milk before they go to bed?
Milk? I don't drink milk.
What? If they did drink milk, would you have? I mean, what do you think it is? What's going on?
I've got no idea. I honestly have got no idea.
Never mind.
All of a sudden, we're waking up and I'm expecting them to be in our beds. And they're not. And I'm like, then I'm waking up again, waiting for them to come into our beds.
I mean, I have to say, this is the thing. The frustrating thing for me is...
No, you can't sleep.
Over the past 2 weeks, I haven't slept. No. I'm waking up at... So I'm like you know, was it last night you said, I came in, I'd had a long day, I'd been up to the Midlands and back again, and you...
I was like, go to bed.
Had something to eat, and it was like 8 o'clock, and it was... Gemma said, like, if you want to go to bed, just go to bed. And so I went to bed. So I went to bed at 8, and I can guarantee you this now, I was awake at...
You were still awake at 11 when I came up.
10, 11, 1, 3, and then I think it was 4, and then I went... I saw it, it was 3:50, and I was like, that's me, I'm going to the gym now. Just went to the gym. Bless had an hour at gym. And I don't know, it's just like, when the kids sleep, I don't sleep. When they don't sleep,
I do.
I want to sleep.
Yeah.
It's just madness. But I don't think anything's changed, that's the thing. Have they got old? I don't know, have they got older and wiser? Have they got know. Like... Because, like, you've had the bunny, you had the bunny thing.
I had a bunny
on,
reward chart.
That didn't work.
No.
Father Christmas, not knowing where he's got to drop the... It worked a little bit.
It worked a little bit, and... But Millie does suffer with night scares. And that's a problem. When they wake up, they want me to go in their bed, and with my shoulders, I can't go in their bed, so it's just easier for them to come into our bed, and... Yeah, it's just been a nightmare, but apart from last night...
But there's nothing that we've done. Nothing we've done. It's
they
really
were
weird.
Such I'd good love, sleepers.
I mean, I would... This is where I really want to hear from people that listen to this podcast that might have been through this, whose twins might be older. Do you have the same kind of... I mean, how the heck... What has happened? Did someone just go like... Was there a twin... You know, a twin prince or a twin fairy that goes, you know, they've had 3.5 years now of the pain.
Of no sleep. Let's
flick the switch down and give them a bit of a break.
Yeah.
Should we give them a bit of a break?
No, absolutely.
Because they've just kind of like, all of a sudden, gone.
I know.
Amazing.
And we're messaging each other and it's like, the girl slept last night. Yeah, no, it's brilliant.
Yeah. Absolutely. Girl slept last night. I didn't. I'm currently in the gym. It's 4:15 a.m. Yeah, how's my life? So when the girls are asleep, I'm in the gym. And when they're awake, I'm downstairs watching... What was the thing I was watching? There was one day I was... I think it was Tilly.
Tilly woke up and
I
she was
watching
like,
Fireman Sam or something like that. 2 a.m. I mean,
Peppa
it was...
Pig, weren't it?
Oh, man. She just... She was like up. Alive. Yeah, yeah. Alive as if... It was like 6 a.m. in the morning and, you know, absolutely nothing, you know, like there was no indication that there was nighttime or any sleep involved. And she was like, I want to go downstairs and I want something to eat and I want to watch TV.
No, she wanted to watch CBeebies on your phone, didn't she?
That's right, yeah.
And she was like, no, I'll bring it downstairs.
So we had an episode about sleep. So this is kind of like an addendum to an annex to that sleep episode. Have we turned a corner? No. We're going to get onto this. All right? You're going to have to wait. All right?
I'm so excited.
Gem's busting to tell you about something, but we're going to hold that one because we've just, like, all I'm going to say is...
Dum, dum, dum.
No, I think it is quite important that if you are a parent of twins or just a parent that's got a kid that ain't sleeping, then maybe it does just get better. No, maybe it just does. Maybe you're not doing anything wrong. Maybe there's nothing you're doing. Maybe every time you go on the internet and you go and read some nonsense.
To be fair, I believe as they get older, they have a better understanding, which makes it better. What are you doing? You're making so much background noise.
Sorry, a better understanding of what?
That they need to sleep in their bed at night.
Yeah, and I guess that's what I'm saying is like, maybe that is it. Maybe, you know, if you're there and you're struggling, your kids are constantly, whether it's 1, 2, 3, whatever it is,
Or four.
Oh, don't.
3 o'clock in the morning. No, I'm talking about Dan.
No, but what? He's 25.
Yeah, I know, but he still wakes us up.
Well, he was crawling into bed with you while I'm not here, then. I want to know. no, I guess my point is that I think we constantly thought that we might be doing something wrong.
Mm. I read all the tech. I did everything that I could. I read up on everything. I read blogs. And I don't get us wrong. We tried absolutely everything. And we just had to resign ourselves that when they get older, they're going to understand that they need to get in their beds.
Yeah, and I think that's what I'm saying, which is, like, I don't think we did anything wrong. And when I look back on it now, and I do sincerely hope we've turned this corner now.
I hope so. But then...
If we haven't...
Well, we'll soon find out, because it's going to be up in arms again this weekend, so, and everything's going to change for him, so...
Right, hold that. I know you're desperate. Do you want to do that now? we can do it. We can do your next bit. But then I don't think we're going to do the main bit, which was going to talk about food and how to go. Maybe we need to do that as a partner.
It's not boring. It's not boring. But we've already touched on that. I don't want to listen to that again.
No, but we touched on it, but I think it's quite important.
Yeah, it is important, but they don't need important stuff. They just need to know that we're going to have, like, although we're going to miss them terribly, we're going to be able to eat when we want, sleep when they want. Just do everything when we want, rather than on baby time.
Yeah, so if you hadn't guessed, we put the twins up for adoption, and Thurrock Social Services are coming around on Friday, and we're hoping...
You bastard.
Well, you never gave any context, so I thought...
No, because you told me not to.
You started rambling on about it.
I know.
So they're going to Thurrock Social Service coming around Friday.
So bless my mum. She's going to have the girls for 5 nights, and me and Mace are going to Vegas.
Viva Las Vegas.
Staying in the Bellagio.
Hang on, I've got to have some Vegas music. Wait.
You haven't, have you?
No, I don't think I have, actually, which has just annoyed me because I haven't programmed my thing as much as I should have done. Go on, carry on talking about what's happening.
So, no, we're staying in Bellagio, Fountain View, and me and Mace have already said it's like, if one of us feels tired, we're going to go back to the room. It's a 24-hour city, so as soon as we get there, we're going to have like 5 hours worth of sleep, and then we're going to go out and do it. And if we feel tired, we can go back. And it's just going to be selfless that we can just think about ourselves. And obviously, we're going to be thinking about our girls while we're away, but they're going to be in great hands with Nanny and Grandad and having an amazing time and doing all of these fantastic. But it's just going to give us... It's just going to bring... It's like that meal. It's just going to...
It's like that meal times 6 days.
Yeah, it's just going to cement us.
We sound like really bad parents. Do you not think?
No. Because I was speaking to... I was speaking to their key worker in the nursery, and she was like, no, me and my husband did it all the time, because even though you are a parent, and to be fair, the past 3.5 years, we have focused solely on our girls and our boys, but we are still, although we're not married yet, we're still husband and wife, and we've still got to keep that relationship live and fresh and everything like that. So it's important to do that, and to be fair, we haven't. And although we've had like the odd night out, we haven't had the continuous sleep when you want, eat what you want, drink what you want, and not have to in the back of your mind think, well, I can't get that drunk, I can't do this, I can't do that, I can't have that late at night because I've got 2 little girls to look after in the morning. And we can just be selfish.
Yeah, and I am. That's really weird, because you look forward to it, but you feel guilty at the same time.
Oh, 100%.
Do you not feel guilty? Do you not,
I do. Me and Mum had this conversation today, because girls know something's up, but they're too young to explain that we're going on holiday, because they're like, well, why aren't we coming? So it's like, Mummy and Daddy have got to go to work to be able to afford for us to go on to holiday, and they accept that concept. So every day it's been, well, you're going to go nursery today, you're going to go nursery tomorrow, you're going to see Alice, who's their best friend. Then Thursday, we're having a mummy-daughter day where we just go out and have fun. Friday we go to nursery. Saturday you're going to go over nannies and you can spend a couple of days with nanny and you're going to be going swimming.
Have you said a couple of days, though?
A few days. No, I haven't, and I've made sure of it because you told me not to. You're going to go swimming, you're going to go to the park, you're going to feed the ducks, you're going to go on your bike. So I'm bringing in it all the time. But
I think the key thing is that this is, yeah, we've had nights away when we've maybe gone to a wedding or a party, and
we've never left them for this long.
So we're going to be leaving them for, it is five nights, isn't it? Because one of the nights is we're flying back.
Home, yep.
And I'm excited.
Apprehensive.
You know, I'm excited. I'm guilty. But we are
fantastic parents, and sometimes you have to take a step back just to recharge your batteries to be able to give them that little bit more.
Don't get me wrong. We're very, very fortunate that we're in a position to be able to do this. And I do, you know, we saved a bit of money.
Had two pound coins.
It didn't go all the way to paying for the trip, but you know, and
it paid half.
Yeah, and I do get it, but I just, we're really, really fortunate, and actually there'll be people listening to this going, what the hell are you going on about? You've got to take the opportunity and go.
Absolutely. And everyone I've spoken to has said exactly the same.
Yeah. But so it's going to be, so we fly out Saturday. I think the plan is pack Friday, fly out Saturday. Drop the kids off first, then drive to Heathrow, fly out Saturday. And then I looked at the Conor McGregor tickets. He's fighting the night we get there. It was like $400 a ticket. And then I remembered the time we went out there and I watched it. You fell asleep. And then you nearly got attacked by Mike Tyson's bodyguards, if you remember rightly.
I did, because I wanted the picture.
Yeah, so we was walking out of the arena, MGM Grand. Gemma had been asleep, because we'd been traveling.
Hadn't been to sleep?
Yes, yeah.
I did not.
You did. And then I was like, oh, Mike Tyson's...
Where?
And she was like, where? So Gemma's to my left, Mike Tyson's to my right. And I was going, oh, Mike Tyson's to my right. She was like, where? And then she eventually kind of clocked that Mike Tyson was to my right, span round in front of me from my left, held her arms outstretched in the middle of Caesar's Palace.
Can I have a picture, please?
Mike Tyson!
And I wasn't
like, he was. Mm-hmm. And then all these bouncers just bundled on you. get away. He was a lot shorter than I thought. I think I could have taken him. if it had started, in his prime, he might have been able to have me, but I reckon if he'd have...
He'd be able to have you in your sleep,
Gems, he looked like, I'll be honest with you, I thought he was Danny DeVito at first.
He was really short,
yeah.
And he actually, make me laugh when...
I'm calling him out now, Tyson. You want to come back in? I'm 50 now. How old is he? How old is Tyson?
I've got no idea.
He must be about the same age as me.
I don't know where my phone is, but I don't really want to make that much noise.
I reckon I could have Tyson.
I will. Bear with me. You wouldn't be able to have Tyson. Right, hold on. I'm going to Google it.
Mike Tyson.
H. How old is Mike Tyson?
No, just, it's easy. Why do you speak? Just type it.
Mike Tyson is 53 years old.
53. All right, so... I got 3 years on him.
I don't even have to speak.
I got 3 years on him, so.
You had no chance.
You're saying that, James, but you ain't seen me in my prime.
Is that now?
I'm just so soft. I'm the softest bloke. Like, if I got into a fight, I'd just like, take my money. Or like, if someone came up to me and I was like, give us all your money, I was like, oh. Can I give you any more? Can I take you to the
shop? I'd be shopping and locking him up.
Oh, you would. Yeah, you're right as nails. So, yeah, we didn't talk about anything. Well, this episode was supposed to be, I read my book, right? So you're supposed to have.
Have you read it?
Yeah, well, not all of it, but I'm reading about structure, right?
Oh, okay.
You're supposed to have like a intro. We did. Mm-hmm. So we did the intros. Hello. We did. Da, 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 da. Ed's music. Lovely music.
You didn't mention Ed's music.
No, but I'm mentioning it now, right? So we had the music, intro music. Da, 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 Twin Chat with Mason James. Talked about it, and then we had a little bit of banter. So segment one was that, oh, yeah, we're here in the kitchen. Da, 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 sound still crap, blah, blah, blah. And then we kind of moved into...
You didn't even mention any of that.
No, but what I'm saying is we moved into a bit of a recap since the last episode, bit of Christmas, bit of news that people might be interested in, a couple of funny stories. Not quite sure there was any funny stories. And then the main segment was supposed to be about food and about feeding the twins and about... Because they're fucking annoying. We haven't.
We have.
We haven't. We touched on it. We touched on it in an episode. And when I bigged you up about not buying...
Yeah, that's what we've done.
Yeah, but no, we need a proper discussion on food. Okay. On how... I mean, they are nightmares, right? They are nightmares, eating.
Not really.
Oh. See, that's why we need to have a proper discussion about it.
Okay.
But you went, oh, I just want to talk about Vegas and about...
I know.
It's all about me.
Fuck off. We've had such a fun time, and it was just so I just wanted...
Yeah, so, okay, so we've ditched the food thing.
And it wasn't me, it was your 50th.
I know, okay, that's true. So we'll come back to food. I do think, because seriously, I think food is a really important issue.
Really, really, really important, apparently.
I don't know. I mean, these girls are growing up in an age where they're going to be meat shamed. Like, if they like a burger or something, it's going to be like, oh, you're killing. Because they do like some of, I mean...
They like a Macy burger.
Tilly's not so keen on meat, right? Millie?
No, they're both, it depends what...
You've got to think about what... Yeah, the reason why I think we need to talk about food is we don't need to just talk about food. I'm just going to set the scene for the next, for an episode about food. We need to talk about food, not just because about...
I love food, by the way.
How you deal with food with twins and they've got different tastes.
My favourite's an Indian. I like...
Gemma, can you let me finish?
Chicken danzak, pillar rice and a Peshwari naan. Pardon?
She does. She loves all of that. But you know...
Is he still going on?
Please let me finish. Come on.
Okay, sorry.
We need to have a conversation
with a glass
food.
Of wine.
We need a conversation about food. Okay?
We've had it.
No, we haven't. I want to have a proper... I might even get someone a phone. I might have to get a special guest. Like
he might
a
be
vegan.
Doing this by himself.
A vegan or something like that.
Dum, dum, dum.
Actually, no. I'll tell you what the next episode is going to be about. Right. We'll park food.
Okay.
Right. Next episode, you and me have got to work on getting your mum to be a special guest on our next episode when
That'd
we get back from
really,
Vegas.
That'd be really, really funny. She's because she'll be able to...
Because, like, what we'll talk
about...
Well,
we need another microphone, though.
Oh, damn it. I'll have to buy a better microphone, then. I've been so waiting for the excuse. So you and your mum will have these
really...
ones. These ones that have pick up every sound. Yeah. And then I'll get, like, one, like, a pucker one that's, like... I'm, like, BBC. This is John Mason. BBC.
No,
like
that would be amazing.
Yeah, so we'll get your
mum over.
So get your mum over.
We can't
give
her too much wine. Because she won't be able to talk.
And then just get her to talk...
About looking after the girls.
Yeah, for
That'll
five
be
days.
So much fun.
Be good. Yeah, so we're going to do that.
Yeah, that's so much better.
If we've turned you off the next episode now, then I'm sorry, then join us for the one after that.
But at least you didn't have food.
Yeah. We definitely got to do food at some point.
Okay.
All right.
Whilst I'm eating a chicken danzak Peshwari naan.
So,
rice.
I think that's
glass
it.
Glass wine.
We didn't talk about food. I'd like to thank you all for listening.
Thank you.
I'd like to...
Happy birthday, darling.
No, my birthday's gone.
It is, but it's we're doing it for 3 weeks.
Okay, so...
Every morning I wake up and I sing him happy birthday.
She does. So I'm going to Vegas. Look after
we're going
yourselves
to Vegas.
Until next time. Thank you very much for listening.
Love you all.
If you like us, please subscribe.
If you don't, fuck
please
off.
Please rate us. That's so rude.
Well, if they don't like us, they're not going to listen to us again, are they?
That's true. Yeah, fuck off. Love you all. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye. See you next time.